He's like, oh, yucky.
Elizabeth Nielsen is working with a young client at her private speech therapy clinic in rural Kane County. Her clinic, Tiny Voice, is on a small farm complete with pigs, goats, and horses. And Nielsen weaves the animals into her speech-language lessons, and the warm barnyard makes for a uniquely comforting space for kids with communication disorders.
We have a couple of communication boards. So for my kids that are non-speaking, use communication devices. I do have a pillow that we put on the horse that they can rest their communication device on the horse so that they can use their device.
Nielsen often works with 8 clients a day, and after 8 hours of direct therapy with her kids, then there's lesson planning, report writing, insurance billing, invoices, and oh yeah, the farm work too. And for all that work, the insurance reimbursement they get, including Medicaid, are, as she puts it, insultingly low.
I haven't seen a rate increase in insurance in years. And they actually decreased the rates for a while. And when they increased, it was only like a few cents more than what it was at.
Many speech-language pathologists, whether private practice, in schools, hospitals, or at-home settings, also say they face soaring caseloads and productivity rates. Audrey Myers is another speech therapist in Northern Illinois. She works in at-home settings with elderly patients, and she says SLPs are fighting other battles too, with referrals, insurance authorizations, and approvals.
Insurance is really strict on the number of times we can go, especially for speech therapy. You know, I'll get a new patient and it says one visit allowed. I can do an evaluation, sure, but they're probably going to need therapy if they wanted me to come in there in the first place.
There is a national organization who advocates for better working conditions for speech-language pathologists. It's called the American Speech-Language Hearing Association, or ASHA. But many speech therapists, like Nielsen, say even though ASHA says they're doing everything they can to help improve reimbursement and productivity rates, they're not seeing it.
We're passionate about helping these people, but we're taking advantage of.
Nielsen says ASHA has a certification product called the Certificate of Clinical Competence, or the CCCs, that costs over $200 per year. And many, including Bethany Rasmussen, say they don't know what they're actually paying for aside from getting to put 3 C's next to their signature. Rasmussen spent a decade as an SLP in hospitals in Northern Illinois before quitting 2 years ago because of the working conditions. And even though she left the field, she's still paying for the certification because she thought she would need it if she ever decided to go back.
In Illinois, I now know you don't actually need it to practice. But I didn't even know that. It's sad that there's so much misinformation that they certainly are not going to be the ones to clear things up for us since it wouldn't financially benefit them.
ASHA says the certification ensures a standard of quality. To get it, therapists have to complete professional development hours and abide by a code of ethics. But Illinois licensure already requires the same number of professional development hours and mandates ethics training. Nielsen says she has to pay for it in order to supervise grad students, but other speech therapy advocacy groups say that's not true either, and if universities say it's required, it's based on old information. Therapists are afraid that if they don't renew, they'll have to retake their license exams or even go back to school, and some employers require it even though it's not part of the state licensure process.
There's still this like fear of like, I need to have my C's, I need to have this product.
Therapists like Nielsen say that too much of ASHA's money goes to lobbying to have their product linked with state licensure or Medicaid reimbursement. In a statement to WNIJ, an ASHA spokesperson said they don't lobby to make the CCCs required, just to offer it as a pathway to licensure. But in 2022, they wrote in support of regulations in Nevada that would require speech therapists to pay for their product to renew their standard license. And they lobby to make sure grad students are supervised by people who hold their certification. And the group does advocate for important issues speech therapists call for, like Medicare funding. Back at the farm, Elizabeth Nielsen is using one of her horses, named Eli, for an activity with one of her clients. The main goal of the game is to feel comfortable verbalizing your needs. She says so much of what she does is about teaching people how they can advocate for themselves. And Illinois-based therapists like Nielsen say they wish they had someone advocating for them. She wants the organization to spend more time focusing on issues they're facing on the ground, ones that are making many speech therapists wonder if they have a future in their profession. I'm Peter Medlin.